This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you may dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And here in beautiful yet frigid Keene, New Hampshire, and what has been called by one guy who we all know, Jim Johnson, one of our local handyman and all-around great libertarian dude, he said this is the coldest he has ever seen it here in the decade plus that he's been in New Hampshire as far as the extended cold. It's dipped down, certainly, to as low as, like, negative 20 in the time that I've been here, and I've been here about 11 years, but never for so long has it been this cold, and it's something else. Rich Paul is back!
Unbelievable. Live and in color. And actually, speaking of color, here's something most people don't know. Do you know what it actually means to be cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey?
No, I don't. Can you tell me?
Well, here's what it is. Back in the day when they had wooden ships, they couldn't stack the cannonballs on the deck because they would fall through the wood. So they set brass plates into the decks of ships, and they stacked the cannonballs on those.
Uh-huh.
But brass shrinks faster than iron does. So if it got sufficiently cold, these brass plates, which they called brass monkeys, would shrink. and all the iron cannonballs would roll off the brass monkey. And at this point, it was cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
There you go.
I hear brass monkey, and I just think Beastie Boys.
Yes, so I would think that as well.
Well, there we go.
Ian and Chris here, as we have been on Saturday nights, joined by Rich Paul, who longtime listeners will remember. You were on the show over a year ago for quite a while, regularly, and you, like we, had moved here to New Hampshire as a migrant, a libertarian migrant, part of this New Hampshire freedom migration that has been going on here for quite a long time now.
And refugee from statism.
That's what I was thinking is an appropriate term, too.
And so you were here. When did you first move up here? Do you remember?
I first moved up here. It was February 15th of 2009.
Wow.
So I got up here pretty quick. I'd just been fired by Citibank.
Oh.
Because the bailouts.
A few things to say about them.
The bailouts were going on at the time, and I was a computer programmer. So I started teaching my coworkers Austrian economics and explaining to them why the bailouts were going to be a disaster for America. And my boss called me into his office, and they said, well, you have to stop talking about economics to your coworkers because you're destroying the morale in your department. And I said, well, hope so. I'm doing my best.
We can't be having any truth around here.
No.
Yes. It's the banking industry.
Yes. They were terrified, the high ups. They didn't know if they were going to get the bailouts, I think.
I wonder how terrified they are now, thanks to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and the rest of them. So, it's just a brief recap for our listeners. You came up here. You set up the 420s back in 2009, the epic civil disobedience that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, at Central Square, right in the kind of the town common in the heart of downtown Keene. And anybody who wants to go look up Keene 420, you'll find a bevy of videos out there to kind of give you a sensation of what it was like back then. Now, finally, here we are several years later, many years later, to where New Hampshire, in the year I think that you were gone, this year, they finally passed a bit of tiny little cannabis decriminalization to where it's now just a fine of $100 instead of a misdemeanor charge for anybody with less than 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis, and I think up to 5 grams of like hash oil or concentrates, and some amount of cookies or edibles. I don't remember the
It goes by some weird weighting.
It's a good start.
Right.
It is a start.
There's more to do, but
so I'm glad to have you back to help with that.
I am too.
We missed you. We missed you.
I'm delighted to be back.
Like you're back for good, right?
Oh yeah.
You're not planning to jet out of here like some people who come back.
Oh God, I am so delighted to be back. I can barely keep my bowels in check.
So we've got open phones here on Free Talk Live, as we always do. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And for those out there that maybe are new to the show, maybe you aren't familiar with any of us or what we do, here it is, an open phones panel discussion. We have a pro-liberty viewpoint, and almost every host on this show is a migrant here to New Hampshire. We are libertarians or voluntarists or anarchists, people who love liberty, who have picked up our lives and moved physically to be in the same geographic area with other people who think like we do. So it's like a political migration, almost. Although not everybody gets political or gets active in politics. Some people do kind of outside the system activism. But you've certainly dabbled in some political stuff. You are probably going to be going back to the state house and testifying on things now that you're back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I take all forks. I do and have done civil disobedience, politics, and also the spiritual attack.
That's right, the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Pope of the Church of the Invisible Hand, Pope Indigent the First.
I didn't know if you had made yourself Pope. I think the last time you were a friar.
I was still
You've been promoted.
Myself.
Okay,
I promoted
so...
myself. I'm a master of self-promotion.
Wow. Have you sainted yourself yet?
I have not, actually.
We're still waiting for
that miracle.
Because
we already have a meaning. In the Church of the Invisible Hand, a saint is a person who has donated at least $1,000 a year. That's how we define a saint. So if you want to be a saint and you thought it would be too hard because you've been watching the Catholics, come to the Church of the Invisible Hand. We'll sell you a sainthood cheap.
So, coming up here, it is New Year's Eve tonight, meaning that tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and they are ready to crank up the security apparatus once again in New York City at Times Square, except this time more so than ever. We'll give you a rundown here of exactly what they have planned for those poor souls who decide to go and brave the elements tomorrow night in New York City and brave the police state. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. But let's go to the phones, to the fun amp line, where Venkman is on the line, calling from FEMA Region, was it 9? Go ahead, Venkman.
That's the Commonwealth of FEMA Region 9. Thank you, Brother Ian, gentlemen, tonight. Thank you.
What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, just real quick, I want to talk about privacy coins. I think cryptocurrency is definitely here to stay, and I think 2018 is going to be the rise of the privacy coin. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the fall of Bitcoin Core, but that aside, what I wanted to get your thoughts on Monero.
Bitcoin, before you go on, though, I just want to comment here. Bitcoin Core is under serious threat, I would say, from Ripple. Ripple just passed $100 billion this week for the very first time, the only altcoin to ever do that. That is incredible. I'm not a fan of Ripple, but...
I'm not either, I don't think it's competition.
Run by and sponsored by the banks, you're run by a system that can produce as many dollars as they want. Yeah. So I always take Ripple valuations with a grain of salt.
Let's talk about one thing, and that's the number of Ripples that are out there, XRP tokens.
A trillion of them or something?
They came out with 50 billion. That was their their instant mine.
Right.
So the company holds a lot of those, so... Even if you hit a $2 valuation, we're worth $100 billion because we made 550 million of these things out of thin air.
And I was reading something about how Ripple is a plot, and it's a conspiracy theory, but Ripple is a plot by the bankers to acquire a bunch of Ethereum and Bitcoin, basically, to essentially flip, give this Ripple stuff to people and get their Ethereum and their Bitcoin in exchange for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a crock. I own Ripple. There's my disclaimer. I bought it a long time ago because I thought it would be a good investment. Yeah. Realizing at the time that the Ripple token has proven itself to have zero value whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be used by banks to move money back and forth. but there is not a single bank in the world that is actually using the Ripple. They're using Ripple's back end and all that good stuff, but not the token.
All right. Hey, you wanted to talk privacy coins, Bankman? Hang on. We're going to do that coming up with you here in a moment. Of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, New York City, Times Square, New Year's Eve security. We'll talk about that when we get a chance. And, of course, you can bring up anything toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio, it's me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we're going to get into New York City, Times Square, ultra-security police state details here in a bit. But your calls come first, and we're already on the topic of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, as we tend to do these days. Anyway, Bankman, you're on the line calling us from FEMA Region 9. You wanted to comment on privacy coins or ask about them, so go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on Monero. It's a technology that seemed really interesting. It was kind of the first privacy coin that I was exposed to with its ring signatures. It seems like it's kind of a de facto go-to if you want to keep your funds out of the government's eye. But you talking about Zencash.
Okay, so Monero, I like Monero. When I first heard that Monero was being accepted by darknet marketplaces, that to me was the indicator that this was a serious contender for privacy coins. For listeners that aren't familiar, the darknet marketplaces are places that were developed, and I think it was 2011 when the Silk Road hit the scene, was the first one. But they're basically anonymized websites, supposedly, that are running on the Tor network. And they allow people to buy and sell pretty much whatever they want. Some of them have certain categories that they won't allow. But there's a lot of drugs, for instance, being sold on these darknet market sites.
Good drugs.
And for the longest time, they accepted Bitcoin. And Bitcoin's entirely trackable, entirely traceable if somebody knows what they're doing.
Right.
Whereas Monero is designed from the ground up. It is not based on Bitcoin. For listeners unfamiliar, we actually had the Monero head programmer on Free Talk Live a few years ago, and they are based on something that is completely different. Most of the other cryptocurrencies out there are sort of copies and modifications of the original Bitcoin system. Monero, they built from the ground up from scratch, basically, as its own cryptocurrency, its own system. It's called CryptoNote is what it's based on, and so I think that there's a lot of good things to be said about Monero. The only downside to Monero that I'm aware of is that there aren't that many wallets out there, so it's a little difficult to get and to spend the Monero. I think I heard they have a mobile wallet now, but I have yet to actually try it myself.
Yeah, me either. And I know, talking to developers, it seems to be it's a tough wallet to develop.
Yes.
You know, like Coinomi and Jax has talked about doing Monero for a long time. The only thing negative I've ever heard about Monero, and Ian and I were talking about this a couple of days ago, there was sort of this thing where they felt that there could be an IP address leak. But Monero basically has said it's, you know, that's just something that happens, that with any system you could reveal IP addresses if you knew that a certain client was using a certain port and you did a net scan.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get too technical, but it's basically looking for an open port on a network. So I don't think
you could always be behind a VPN if you wanted to.
Correct. And there's other ways you can anonymize if you were using a VPN or anything else like that. So
yeah, I like Monero. I know that one of our listeners and sponsors, Virgil Viduva from Cell411, is a huge Monero fan. In fact, he hates the fact that Dash is one of the sponsors of Free Talk Live. And I said to him recently, hey, man, if you want to go ahead and outbid Dash for the sponsorship here, we'd be happy to have two different cryptocurrencies bidding on advertising time here on Free Talk Live. So, you know, I'd love to be able to promote Monero, but unfortunately, they don't have a promotional budget built into their currency like Dash does, which was a smart move on their part. Anyway, go ahead with further comments, Pinkman.
Yeah, so I also wanted to point out, I heard Zencash on your show, and I was really struck by the fact that in the white paper, they actually have the word voluntary and voluntarist.
Right.
And that was just incredible to me. I've never heard of a coin with that kind of mindset.
I just
wanted to know if you knew more about it.
Did you read their white paper?
I skimmed through a little bit of it. Yeah. I mean, I'm still kind of trying to absorb it, but
I skimmed it as well.
Honestly,
I've never actually read a whole white paper. There's so many of them.
Yeah, and honestly, if someone's going to come to the forefront and claim to be a voluntarist, I already kind of have you got to have a set of principles to be able to kind of say something like that.
Sure.
So that was really promising to me to hear about it. But it seems like it's based off the Zcash coin.
Yeah, it is, which is another privacy technology.
Right, it's a fork of a fork.
Right.
But it sounds very promising, and it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty new. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up here.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be I kind of look at all this, all the cryptos and all the tokens out there is I like to group them. You know, I think privacy is something that's going to be very important to a lot of people, and I think that there will be one of these coins that's going to stand out. Maybe it's, you know, maybe a couple will end up doing pretty well, but I'm kind of looking at these to see which one rises to the top.
And right now, Bitcoin Core still at the top, the original, supposedly, a $560 billion market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined, and Bitcoin is a $214 billion. So it's losing its dominance. It is at a record low right now. It's been at this low once before, so it's not the first time it's been at this low, but 38.2% is the Bitcoin dominance. Now, a year ago, that was 90%. It was 95, 85, 90%.
Bitcoin's down.
So Bitcoin is having a tough time competing with these new nimble competitors that have entered into the marketplace, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. And they failed to scale, and they chose to fail to scale, and I don't understand.
And to continue to fail.
Yeah,
because they continue to fail.
Literally, the block size is a constant in a piece of source code where you go in, it's like going into a text file, you change one number to another number, and the block size is larger.
And what
so
that
they
is,
know what to do and how to do it.
For listeners that are unfamiliar, which is probably most, the block size is the number that right now it's 1 megabyte on Bitcoin Core. Many were saying it should be raised to 2 or higher. And what that would do would be it would double the amount of transactions per second or per minute or whatever that the Bitcoin network could handle. And right now the Bitcoin network is full of transactions. It's overloaded, in fact, and has in recent weeks been hitting record highs as far as the waiting transactions that are just sitting out there in a queue waiting to be picked up. The block size increase would allow for more of those transactions to make it into what's called the blockchain, which is the technology that backs Bitcoin and many of these other cryptocurrencies. And the blockchain is basically just a public ledger, in the case of Bitcoin, that you can look at to see where Bitcoin is all around the world and, you know, all the way back to the beginning of the Bitcoin blockchain back in 2009.
Now, there is an argument to be made for not increasing that block size. And I'm one of the few in our little community here that actually does see some method to the madness of Bitcoin Core. And what a lot of people in that world are very resistant to is centralization and the idea that if you make this block size bigger and bigger and bigger, you're going to have fewer and fewer and fewer people that are going to actually be able to mine that or to act as a node on the network and have a vote. So we can continue, but I'm telling you that that's one of those things that they really feel is most important, decentralization over speed of transaction.
Let's come back to that, because I want to.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear how you respond to this one, Rich, because it's been a while since you've been on the show here. Hey, thanks, Bankman, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first
for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Chris.
One of our callers earlier did mention Zencash and their sponsorship of Free Talk Live. It's a pretty new cryptocurrency. It started this year, and it was founded by liberty-loving voluntarists. For real, you can go and see it in their white paper. These guys are the real deal. And they took some of the best technology out there in cryptocurrency, like zero-knowledge anonymity, which arguably is better than Monero. I'm not sure. There's a big fight there as far as which one is the most private, but they're both pretty good. And they also added in decentralized autonomous organizations, like what Dash uses for governance. And they're creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. We'll get back into you guys. We're about to have it out on the block size issue.
No.
But first, we go to Jason in Missouri. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I think the best way to get cryptocurrency is to mine it, because then you don't have, like, a paper trail. Like, when you actually pay dollar bills for it through an exchange like Coinbase, they turn that in to the, you know, the government if you make any money. So if you could mine it, then, you know, it's tax-free almost until you actually, you know, use it somewhere like Coinbase where they, you know, track you.
I think mining is a fine hobby for people to engage in, but in most cases in the United States, the power is so expensive that it is nothing more than a hobby for folks. And it's more of a technical hobby, so it's hard to get into it for the average person.
Well, maybe for mining like Bitcoin, because it's outrageous right now, but maybe mining things like Zencash or Monero, where, you know, there's not as much competition, where you could, you know, and you didn't make tons of money, but if you made a small amount of money daily as the cryptocurrencies begin to be worth more money, that money would be worth more. And plus, you can put it into an exchange like Binance. You could put Monero in and then convert it to Bitcoin or whatever you want. And you
certainly could. And Monero is one of the easiest ones to mine. It's one of the more profitable ones to mine. So if you're going to mine something, mining Monero makes the most sense. Plus, it's a privacy coin as well. So you start with privacy from the very beginning. So I think those are all reasons to do it. And we do actually have a guy who comes to the local meetup group here in the Keene area who is a big-time Monero miner. Well, I mean, big-time. It's something he does.
Right.
And he said the other day that he makes a few $100 a month off of, maybe even several $100 a month off of mining Monero, over and above the cost of electricity. So
I guess it is possible.
I would love it if you guys would have him on the show or something. He could say
he's
what graphics cards he's using. Well, I need to know what graphics cards he's using. And
here's what I do. I move to New Hampshire. Just pick up and move to New Hampshire, and then we can introduce you to him.
And really,
not feasible for me, but...
I know. It really is. It's simply a math problem. I mean, that's all mining is you look at the amount of energy you have to put into it, you multiply that times the cost of electricity where you're at, and then you got to look at the payoff, plus the capital investment that you have in graphic cards and a rig and all this stuff.
But then it's still speculative because you're somewhat betting on what the price of the coin will be in the future and how many other people will be trying to mine in the future. But I would say I'd like to expand on this idea, and rather than saying that the best way to get crypto is to mine it, I would like to take that a step further out in detail and say the best way to get crypto is to trade stuff for it. Okay?
Yeah,
I don't care what stuff. Make hamburgers and give people hamburgers for crypto. Make t-shirts. Make anything of value and just trade in it. The more we focus on the dollar price of our crypto, although that is important, the more we're letting the Federal Reserve influence our crypto economy. What I want, it's like I acknowledge that there may be some security issues with Dash, but yet, when I moved to New Hampshire, I bought $1,000 worth of Dash. Well, why? Because I can go buy barbecue for it in live restaurant.
Right.
Okay. Two of them in Keene. I can buy actual stuff for Dash.
Also, your maple syrup and New Hampshire t-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Get your cruiser repairs. We got car repair for cryptocurrency here.
Yeah. And
really
the thing is, if you want to run a business where you're taking crypto, just open up a Bittrex account and tell people you can send me anything that Bittrex trades in, and I'll trade it for something I want. Right. I don't care what you send me.
Absolutely.
Jason, go ahead.
Now, this brings up something that it's really got me really thinking about these currencies that don't have miners. Because there's a lot of currencies like IOTA and other ones, like Ripple even, that don't require a miner.
Really?
And that's really interesting to me because, like, with Bitcoin, the whole idea of Bitcoin being introduced into the market was you had to mine it, and that's at the point it was introduced to the market. So it's like Ripple, when you buy Ripple, and that Ripple was first bought, you know, like, when it was mined, it's discovered, and that's how it's introduced into the market. But when it's being bought, where's that money going? You know, the initial time, and who is profiting from that? And what is that? Whereas with Bitcoin, you know, it's a proof of work. A spot in the blockchain that you earn by mining. What is IOTA? You know, like when you first pay for that, does that go to the IOTA Foundation? Where does that money go?
No. Okay, so I'm not an IOTA expert, but I did find out about it over the summertime. When it first popped into the top 10 list, I was like, what's this? And I looked at it, and they have a new thing they're calling the Tangle, which is the way the IOTA is set up, is supposedly built to scale, meaning that the more transactions, the actually more efficient the system and the faster the system will be. And the way they set that up is each IOTA node that wants to send a transaction has to first solve two waiting transactions before they're able to send their first transaction.
Right.
So no matter how many other transactions come into the system, you're always solving more than you're creating in order to be able to send your transaction out in the first place. So there's some level of mathematical goings on here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same level as a Bitcoin.
But then when
it's not a free transaction, you're paying in CPU power instead of paying in IOTA for the transaction.
Correct.
You're still paying for it technically.
It is proof of work.
But still, when the first IOTA, when the IOTA's first bought, like as, because right now there's only 17 million Bitcoins in circulation. And new ones are being discovered. Well, with IOTA, the currency's all there. It's there already. It's already discovered.
Mm-hmm.
So when you first buy it, where does that money that you paid for it go?
Where are you buying it at? Are you buying it on an exchange?
I know where
you're
buying
it at Binance,
so is this
you're buying it wherever you're buying it.
Okay, so IOTA, actually, one of its problems is it's not very well distributed on exchanges yet because it's a totally different crypto and they have to code differently in order to be able to add it. It was over the summer that when they launched, it was only on one exchange, and it was called Bitfinex, which was at the time, and may still be, I don't know, at the time they had the largest volume, I think, of any other exchange out there. So it was a good exchange for them to be on. And so people were trading their Bitcoin for IOTA. And so at some point, they flipped that thing on, and then there was probably some amount of flurry of trading that happened instantly, and that's how the price was set.
And
that's where the money came from, Bitcoin.
And that's what happens with every time a exchange turns on a new coin, there is a period of time where the liquidity has to build up. But that's how it happens, you know. People come to the marketplace and do it.
Remember when Zcash came out? There was so much hype about it in advance. It hit $1,500. It was higher. Zcash, when it came out, was higher in price than Bitcoin was, and then it slowly came down to $50 and has been coming up since then. So yeah, that's just the market finds its level.
Right.
I get that the market finds the value. I'm just saying, no matter what it costs, whether it's $2 or $5 an MIOTA, when you buy that, where is that money going? I understand
it goes into the exchange.
Right. And then it goes to the guy who wants to buy it, to sell it.
Then you get it. Yeah, but where did he get it from?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Where did the exchange get the IOTA that came from first? I don't know the answer to that question, Jason. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That would be a question maybe for their forums. I bet somebody's already asked that one, and they do have them on the IOTA website. Thank you for the call. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, whether it's on cryptocurrency or anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features on the website, including a forum where you can actually get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, many of whom are even more cryptocurrency fanaticized than we are. There's actually cryptocurrency sub-forums there at the Free Talk Live forum that are specifically dedicated to such conversations, so you're welcome to go and check that out. So talk to other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show over at forum.freetalklive.com. Again, that's forum.freetalklive.com. And I believe, Chris, you've got an account over there. And Rich, I'm not sure. I think you do. I think you're on the Free Talk Live forum.
I have been. I'm not sure if I am now, but I'll make sure I get one fired up.
Yeah, drop on over there. It's part of the Shire forum. So if you're on the Shire forums, then you're part of the...
Okay, yeah, I'm on that.
So forum.freetalklive.com. And it's also a great place to connect with other people who are considering making a move to New Hampshire, as we have done. As we talked about earlier, Rich, you just moved back after a year-long hiatus. You were getting, yeah. I would say, getting well.
I was getting well, vacationing in hell.
Literally, hell, Michigan?
Well, actually, I was about 30 miles from hell. But
close
no,
enough.
Just... hell is statists, and
okay.
I was surrounded by control freaks who Ann Arbor is a very liberal college town,
right.
And they want to control your every thought, word, and deed,
ugh.
And it was just so oppressive being there, and I am so happy to be back among anarchists.
Have you been in a room with this many liberty-minded people in the last year? Very often.
Not in a room. The
yeah.
only time I was is at Michigan Peace and Love Festival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When, you know, there were about, I guess, a couple of hundred liberty lovers there, but they were gathered from all over the Midwest,
yeah,
and
right.
they weren't staying. Even, I mean, in Michigan, there's a couple hundred, but they're scattered all over Michigan, so you can never get them together.
Right.
And I never saw any of them, and I like them. I'd love to see them.
Do you think that the people, like, in the Michigan, libertarians, and elsewhere Do they just not realize what they're missing out on here? Because there's so few people that will actually make the move here, and there's a lot of people, oh, well, it's too cold. Well, in Michigan, it's cold. So that they can't use that excuse.
Forget that one.
So, like, what is, do you think people just have no idea how great the community and the liberty movement is here?
I think it's true. I mean, they don't know what it's like to look at Facebook and say, okay, which of the five anarchist activities within an hour's drive of me am I going to participate in today? Because
there's probably zero where they live.
Right. Exactly. And that's how it was in Michigan. I didn't even look.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
I know in Pennsylvania, I was in central Pennsylvania before we moved up here going on 4 years ago. There was one event a month, and we got, 20 or 30 people to show up for that, which was pretty dang good.
That's respectable.
For any area. But around here, you run into them on the street. You look at the Liberty calendar, and you see, 20 events this week that you'd love to be involved in, and new people coming in. The one thing I wanted to ask you, Rich, after being here for some period of time and moving somewhere else, did you think that maybe, like, the rest of the world kind of grew up a little bit and maybe there were more liberty-minded people out there?
But I never really planned to be in Michigan for a year. I went out for my mother's 90th birthday party, and so I decided to stay because I wanted to spend some time with my mom, and I was able to go to school out there and finish up an associate's degree. But, okay, here's my favorite Free Talk Project joke right along the lines of what we're talking about. An anarchist walks into a bar with a parrot on his head. The bartender says, "Where the hell did you get that mangy thing?" Parrot says, "New Hampshire, there's thousands of them."
There really are. That's not an exaggeration. There really have been thousands of people who've done as we've done. We're just three of them that have moved here, that have migrated here, picked up their lives. If you want to learn more about that migration, I'd recommend checking out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's an excellent hour-long documentary film that I had the pleasure of being a co-producer on. You can check that out and watch it for free online. Just go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. So earlier in the hour, we went to one of the breaks, and then we never got to continue the discussion. Rich, you were going to answer the objection that that Chris brought up to raising the block size. Chris had said, and correct me if I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Please.
You had said that some of us, there aren't very many of you, at least around here, but some support the Bitcoin Core team decision to not raise the block size, to not double it from 1 megabyte to 2 megabyte, to thereby double the bandwidth, the capacity to handle transactions, because the Bitcoin network is stuck full of transactions right now. Things are slow. The transactions are expensive. And the argument was that by simply raising the block size, which Satoshi Nakamoto actually originally never even had a block size. They put that on later on, or he put that on later. That you were against raising the block size because there's an argument for it because of decentralization. The argument being that if you raise the block size, that will mean that you need to have fancier hardware in order to be able to handle running a full node, and so fewer people will run full nodes, thereby less central or a more centralized system.
Just it's more centralized, and you did put a few words into my mouth, and I'll just correct you on a couple points. I'm not saying that I'm opposed to a modest increase in the block size. I don't think it'll have much difference at all. It has a little bit of difference, and frankly, if the New York agreement, which was supposed to introduce this technology called SegWit and supposed to increase the block size, if that had been done in a different way, it would have passed, and we would have had 2 megabit.
But they could do the 2 meg thing anytime. So what was your response to the decentralization?
No. I don't want that to be the case. You can't just do 2 megabit anytime because that is a hard fork. So a couple of the reasons.
Fork it anytime.
Right.
It doesn't have to even be a hard fork if nobody continues along the original path.
Well, it has to be a hard fork if you're changing that part of the code.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's where I think a lot of people come from. When you look at increasing the block size, you're talking about increasing the power necessary to participate in the Bitcoin network. And this is a real big concept that I think gets lost, but everybody who has Bitcoin
potentially has a vote. If you run the client, you have a vote. If you vote on how which direction you want Bitcoin to go, or a lot of other cryptocurrencies, by what version of software you choose to run. And that's been part of this since the beginning.
Not really true, though, because it's the miners that have the vote. The nodes can go along with it or not, but ultimately they don't get to decide which direction Bitcoin goes.
And this is the opposite side. The other side would say that it's really only the miners, and the miners are the only ones that matter. I like to think of the Bitcoin community as dumb. Developers, users, miners, and businesses.
You've got to have nodes. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
The question is, are you going to lose enough nodes to make a difference? I don't think so. Going from 1 megabyte to 2 to 4 to 8, we're not talking about a significant increase here.
Let's use Bitcoin.
I still want to hear what Rich has to say to respond to the decentralization objection.
Okay, the decentralization objection, the real cost, it seems, to mining Bitcoin is getting specialized processors that do SHA-256 and SHA-512 very fast.
Yep.
And that requires a lot of money. If you want to buy a terabyte of storage space, and one of the things that would make larger block sizes more expensive is you would have to have the storage form. Well, you can get a terabyte drive for $300 Amazon.
That's way too expensive.
No kidding. You have like $100.
Way too expensive.
Well, when
five terabyte drive right now for $200.
So an extra $100, that's not a problem. What's left? You have to have more bandwidth to deal with larger block sizes. Well, the blockchain could be transferred much more efficiently using rsync, which is just file copy technology, and then revalidated. You don't even really have to revalidate all of the blocks from the past.
You
to
have
start
to go from
using
a known
them.
Point.
You can have faith in them.
But these we're talking about all solutions that are great, except nobody's developed them. You know, do you have that out there right now?
Bigger hard drives? Yeah,
No. Do you have a method of only getting the tail end of the block? You know what I mean? Of the blockchain.
We don't need that right away to increase the block size.
What I would ask you both,
the block size,
have you
other cryptos? It's trivially implementable.
Well, it is, but that's all development time. And right now...
Well, they've been arguing for 2 years. That's all they do is they argue about this crap. And now
it
takes hours in some cases to confirm or days. I had Bitcoin transactions stuck for weeks before I abandoned them.
I use Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, well,
I'm hoping to get a response in when we come back.
When you come back.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. They could do something, but... When they're going to do it, we don't know. We're coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000. 7,000.